Yeah. So my next question is, what does it mean to you to be Kiksati?
Well, I feel very proud to be a member of the Kiksati tribe. And you get the feeling in your heart, it's like it grows as you get older and you understand a lot more, and you're just proud of being a part of that tribe, and especially when you're wearing your regalia and you're dancing and singing with them, and then we have some Kiksati songs now that we sing.
Are those songs that came from the past?
No, there was I'm trying to think of Esther Shea from Ketchikan had she had done this song in memory of her, I think it was her husband, was a member of the Kiksati. So.
And she was with the Sonia Kwan?
I don't know. Irma. Marge would know.
I think Marge said that that was her mentor, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I met Esther by, she came to town to teach us moccasin making. Mm-hmm. And so I took that class, and I met Esther through them, and I took her clam digging while she was here. And
oh,
she
neat.
Really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you know any local Stikeen Kiksati stories or songs that stick out in your head?
No.
Or that are used today?
No, because, I didn't start being interested until I had my granddaughter Kendra to take to JOM, and and I was so involved with my job at school,
right.
Is working with the kids there in their academic things.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was the director there at the school, I start bringing every chance I could when they start having the Native American month. Mm-hmm. That we started an assembly, and then along with that I started to do a potlatch.
Oh, nice.
Because I went to Juneau, and a friend of mine, she was a director there in Juneau doing classes there, and she had, I stayed over and went to a potlatch that she was having her students do. So I learned how to do that. So when I came back, I did it with our two third grade classes.
Very cool.
One class honored the other class. And then I brought in elders. And our elders weren't really of the from long ago natives, because... Mm-hmm. But they were the oldest,
right.
I could bring into the classroom.
And the non-native students participated too. Right?
Oh yes, the whole class did.
Great.
They all made the, they had cut out designs where they made a little cardboard necklace, and one tribe gave that to the other tribe. And,
oh, neat.
And then we had food, we had fish eggs, mm-hmm. and Indian food, and seaweed, and then their parents were invited, and then I invited the Sentinel, and so we had, the story in the Sentinel,
right,
and something that was done in the beginning. And then on down the line, those two third grade, and we did it every year. Mm-hmm. Then those two third grade teachers retired. And before they retired, though, I think I brought it into the middle school. And I remember the superintendent being there, and he watched, I mean, he was over, his office was over close to the middle school, so he knew those kids, and he was just amazed, and they, the whole class Indian danced. And like you say, it was mixed Native and non-Native students, but he was just really surprised to see some of the non-Native students Indian dancing and, and enjoying themselves. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, they didn't feel out of place. Or, in fact, when I was director and would go and speak to the students, I did some culture classes. I'm trying to think of... I did some culture classes and... I'm trying to think of what class it was that I did for 6 weeks. And it was middle school classes. And I had the kids go home and ask their parents, you know, what nationality they were. Mm-hmm. And I really think they never thought of if they were Norwegian or what kind of tribe they belonged to, or they never thought to ask their parents. Well, if they didn't, if their parents didn't know, and they had family living, they, the parents, they never thought to search or thought about who they were, mm-hmm. or what they were, and so they, the students would kind of, you know, kind of pressure their parents to find out, because I would pressure them,
right,
and then they'd eventually come back and. Most all of them would be so disappointed if they weren't Indian.
That would have been me.
Yeah. Huh. And there's one girl here, and I knew her. In fact, her grandfather was very good to me. Mm-hmm. And he was a bus driver here for years. He would have been surprised to know that his granddaughter wanted to be Indian.
Right.